Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, crew down here at Buffalo Wild Wings on the Stoli stage, draft week headquarters. And Gator, we appreciate all the feedback we've gotten on the topic. Who's this year's Jahmyr Gibbs, a player that just we're not talking about enough that we should bring up. And we've got a whole bunch of names that have come in, a lot of offensive linemen, a lot of tackles in particular. And if you look at sort of what is the expected value of some players, yeah, there could be some good tackle prospects still on the board at 29. I feel like we're new at this whole draft coverage. Well, it's because...
What?
Because of where the Lions are picking, it's a completely different animal. Our formula doesn't work anymore. When you're picking at the top 10, we had a formula that worked pretty well. Our formula doesn't work anymore. But anyway, which is great. All right, so this mock draft from CBS Sports by a writer named R.J. White, he wrote something to me that is fascinating in his build-up to this. He wrote the following, and I want your opinion on this and Kang, your opinion. He wrote, if you take the actual draft and present it to the masses as a first-round mock draft a few days before the draft, the people would think it's ridiculous. I think that is one of the most clever things written about the draft. Okay, so let's say... that we actually get the draft. There's no way to do this, but we find out how the first round's going to go exactly.
Well, there's a way you can do it, but you got to put yourself in a bubble, and that's not likely to happen.
You'd have to put a crew of people in the bubble. You're right. You'd have to take a room full of fans, say you're not watching the first round. Then you would present after the first round is done. You'd say, here's my mock draft, and it's the actual first round, and get people's reaction to your mock draft. And they would go, what the hell is this?
I don't think that's quite the case.
Don't you?
No, because I think you've seen, I mean, everybody and their brother throws out a mock draft. I mean, Stoney's going to throw out a mock draft. I'm going to throw out a mock draft. Everyone does a mock draft. And we go through, this week we will probably look at, maybe not discuss, but we will probably look at upwards of 25 mock drafts.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that.
Yeah, but none of them are going to be close.
That's not true.
I think it is true.
It's you'll look and you'll see this the pool of players that there'll be some that are pretty close to getting, you know, the 32 players right. Not everybody's going to get I don't know if anybody's going to get all 32, but you're going to have plenty.
Nobody's going to get all 32.
You're not going to get the picks right, but you might get the players right.
I don't think anybody would get the players right.
Well, we'll see. I think you get close to it. I think you get real close.
Kang, what do you make of this statement? If you take an actual draft and present it to the masses as a mock draft a few days before, they would think it's ridiculous.
I agree. And, I'm with Doug on this, Gator. I think everyone's wrong, like a lot. I think if you get like 40%, that's considered fantastic.
Of the players?
Yeah. If Jahmyr Gibbs wasn't – people would have lost their minds if we gave them that draft board before the draft had happened. People lost their mind right after the draft.
But your Kang, he's saying that at the 32 players that'll go in the first round, are you saying you don't think anyone will get 40% of the players that go in the first round? Not who they go to, but that go in the first round.
All right, I'll go over 50%. I didn't understand that. Sorry.
Okay.
It's still really hard. I think people, they're all so wrong. I just use it as the exercise. I stopped paying attention to the accuracy, to be honest with you.
Right. The exercise is.
Yeah, the exercise is what
I do. Scenarios. Uh-huh. These are all, you know, scenarios that could present themselves. I wonder last year if we went back and looked, at any time did we talk about moving from 6 to 12 for an extra second round pick? Because we talk about every trade we can effing find.
I think the thing was that people were so hell-bent. You had people really divided. You had those that were hell-bent on you must draft Jalen Carter. There he is, and they didn't take him.
Yeah.
So I think that was the monkey wrench thrown the whole thing.
Right. Anyway, yeah, I think it's, you know, some do better than others. I think every once in a while someone will come out with the accuracy, who had the most accurate mock draft. And I think if you can match somewhere maybe 7 to 8 of the actual picks, if you get them right, I think that's actually pretty good for the first round. But beyond the first round, I mean, when you start getting into second, third, the seven-round mocks.
Well, it's seven-round mocks. Forget about it.
Seven-round mocks.
But I think the first-round mock, I think you might be underselling how accurate some people can get. Because a lot of – I mean, if the first four picks, somebody's going to get that right. If they, let's say the NFL does go the way that people are everybody seems to think, the first four, I mean, that's four with quarterbacks. That's interesting. After that, it starts to what do you do?
What do you think the first four are going to be?
I think it'll be right now. My head is telling me that there'll be quarterbacks taking the first four picks.
Do you think you can name the four in order?
I mean, right now, I would say I wouldn't say with a degree of better. Okay, my 51 isn't going to get them in order.
Okay.
But yeah, I think the four would be
Caleb Williams.
I think Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and J.J. McCarthy.
You think they're going 1, 2, 3, 4?
Right now, I do. That could change on Thursday night.
I think I might. That's my. Do I shoot the boot? Guarantee that doesn't.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Funny because I'm looking for a good shoot the boot, and
it sounds like a good one for you.
It sounds like a good one for me, but the thing about JJ is benefiting tremendously from the fact that 11, 12, and 13 all need quarterbacks. 11 knows it, 12 knows it, 13 knows it. That's Minnesota, Denver, and Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like all these people in the same neighborhood are about to start bidding on a new piece of property that's becoming available. And who wants it more? Because I think when people line up the talent of players overall, JJ isn't in the top 3 or 4. But because 11, 12, and 13 all need quarterbacks, it's like they're all in this little group together kind of looking at each other like, I got to get ahead of you, and I got to get ahead of you.
You know what I think might happen? There's going to be a lot of ruining on Thursday night. Teams are going to rue not trading for Justin Fields. I think when you start talking about those teams, 11, 12, and 13, that could use a quarterback.
Yeah.
And then the realization's going to hit. Wait a minute. We could have had Justin Fields for, you know, a mid-round pick.
Yeah.
And we didn't do it. What were we doing?
And we didn't get the quarterback in the draft.
We didn't get the quarterback we wanted in the draft.
Well, somebody's going to be an outside looking in because I don't think the Giants want to move forward with Daniel Jones.
No. So
if those first three quarterbacks go, the Giants, Vegas, Denver, and Minnesota, there's four more.
Yes.
So you start getting into the J.J., Bo Nix, Michael Penix. Who's the next quarterback?
You pick up the phone and call Pittsburgh and say, hey, now we could use Justin Fields?
Well, that is It's an interesting scenario.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.